This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today we hear about a child custody case that reflects new family structures. Two women, who were joined under Vermont's civil union law, are splitting up, and they're fighting over a child that both had considered their daughter. As NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports, the case is taking courts into complex territory.
When Janet Jenkins met Lisa Miller, both wanted lots of kids, and they decided to have them together. 4 years ago, they were joined in a civil union in Vermont. Nearly 3 years ago, Lisa gave birth to Isabella after being artificially inseminated. Then Janet and Lisa broke up, and a custody battle began. Janet's lawyer, Greg Nevins at Lambda Legal, says his client wants visitation rights and deserves them.
Janet was there all throughout the labor and cut the umbilical cord. Janet raised the child. The child has always known having two parents, having both mothers. It's very damaging for the child to be ripped apart from one of the two people who she's known to be her parents.
He says under Vermont's civil union law, the non-biological spouse at the time the baby is born is assumed to be a parent and has parental rights. And the Vermont court has ruled as much, ordering Lisa to allow Janet to see the child. But Lisa says that Janet has no more right to that child than the midwife who helped deliver her.
Isabella has only one parent here. She does not have a father. She has one mother. And for me, it's an issue of biological rights. I conceived her, I birthed her, I've parented her. Therefore, I am the only parent, and I feel that that is important to establish.
Lisa moved to Virginia and has won the support of the Virginia state courts. The appellate court recently ruled that Lisa is the sole parent and said under state law that went into effect July 1st, Virginia courts may not recognize civil unions granted in other states. The Virginia Appellate Court will not recognize Vermont's order. Matt Staver at Liberty Counsel, who is Lisa's attorney, says alternative unions are creating new legal territory.
But this case really focuses the issue because it not only has the collision between Virginia law, which does not recognize same-sex unions, and Vermont law, which does, but also two federal laws.
One federal law, the Parental Kidnapping Prevention Act, requires states to recognize other states' custody agreements. Another law, the Defense of Marriage Act, says states do not have to recognize civil unions or gay marriages. Naomi Kahn at George Washington University Law School says this kind of case will crop up as more states, like Vermont, Massachusetts, and most recently California, recognize non-traditional unions.
As these relationships dissolve, there will be issues involving what happens to the children that were born into these relationships. Or if the couples decide to move to other jurisdictions, there are questions as to whether or not other states will recognize the marriage or the civil union that they believe they validly entered into.
And that's particularly true when they move to one of 43 states that have decided to only recognize heterosexual marriage. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.